Earth, sky.
I don't want to overplay it, but this, you know, I'm not going to say this is a whole new book of history, but it is a new chapter in that this shows that a private company can actually go into space and do something that only governments could do just a few years ago.
You are listening to astronomer Phil Plait, who writes the Bad Astronomy blog for Discover Magazine online. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. In early December 2010, the space transport company SpaceX made history by launching a spacecraft into orbit and recovering it safely, something that until now has only been done by governments like the U.S., China, and Russia. Dr. Plait spoke more about the historic and commercial SpaceX mission with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Now, the space transport company SpaceX today successfully launched and recovered a spacecraft from orbit. Explain to us what happened here.
Well, SpaceX is a private company that is run out of Texas, and they have a couple of rockets, the Falcon 1 and the Falcon 9. And the Falcon 1 was a test vehicle that successfully has launched into space a few times over the past couple of years. But the Falcon 9 is much larger, and it can lift a lot more into space. And this was the second flight. The first flight was a test flight a few months ago that went off well. This one was even more important because on top of the rocket was a space capsule called Dragon. And if you think, you know, sort of the Apollo nose cone kind of capsule that the astronauts rode to the moon, this is very similar. And what happened was the rocket launched, went into orbit. The Dragon capsule orbited twice. They brought it back into the Earth's atmosphere to slow it down enough that parachutes could deploy, and it dropped into the Pacific Ocean and was recovered. This was essentially, from what I can tell, a completely flawless flight.
Why do you think people are excited about this?
Well, it's a commercial company. It's not NASA or the Russians or another country. It's not a national space program, although NASA does fund SpaceX, and they use NASA facilities to launch. They launched this, for example, from Florida today. But it is a commercial company. They from the square one, they were designed to build rockets, get them up into space, and that's where they're going. And in fact, they get some NASA funding here coming up to the tune of a couple hundred million bucks, actually, to take over NASA's responsibilities of getting supplies and crew up to the space station. Once the shuttle retires, which is going to happen next year, NASA doesn't have any heavy lift rockets that can take people into space. So they will rely on SpaceX to launch astronauts in this Dragon capsule up to the space station. And so it's very exciting that this not only went off, but went off so well.
You know, this company has just demonstrated that they can send a space truck into orbit and have it come back safely. What's next on this?
Well, for SpaceX, this was a demo flight. The Dragon capsule was essentially empty. It had computers and such on it to relay telemetry back to the ground on how it was doing. But it was empty. It didn't have equipment on it, didn't have people on it. Essentially, for SpaceX to be looking for the next few years is to start servicing the space station, bringing astronauts up, bringing supplies up there, bringing people back. And that's also kind of cool because a lot of the systems right now can go to the space station but don't necessarily bring stuff back. In this case, you can bring astronauts up in the Dragon capsule. It can dock with the space station. It is specifically designed to do that. It can disconnect and come back to Earth. It can bring astronauts back and bring supplies back. So that's really terrific. Once this all works out, I mean, this becomes relatively inexpensive access to orbit. They can start launching satellites and doing all sorts of work like that. And this still isn't even the most capable version of the Falcon 9. There's a heavy lift version that SpaceX is looking at that can bring much heavier payloads up into space. And in fact, Elon Musk, who runs the company, he got rich off PayPal and then said, what do I want to do now? And one of the answers was build a space commercial company. He's looking at actually a super heavy lift rocket using funds that NASA was thinking about using. He's saying he can do it for cheaper than NASA. And I've just been reading about this as well. And according to Musk, he can actually build a rocket that can lift more payload than the Saturn V could. So that opens up the whole universe. That means we can go back to the moon, we can go to near-Earth asteroids. There's almost literally nothing we cannot do with that kind of capability.
Would you like to give us your thoughts on how, on what the significance of the SpaceX mission today, the successful mission of this, the recovery of this capsule, how this factors into, I guess, the future of human space flight, space tourism? Tell us what you think.
What SpaceX shows is that, look, you know, for 50, 60 million bucks, which I think is the price, you can buy a rocket and go into orbit. And so if somebody has that kind of money, a couple hundred million bucks, say, you know, just to pad it a little bit, you can buy a ride into space. You could orbit in the Dragon capsule for a few times and then come back. I'm not saying SpaceX is going to do that. I'm saying the capability is there, and we have people with that much money. And what you're going to see, and this is not a losing game to predict this because we've seen this before, the more people, especially the rich people who have so much control over the economy and over what's going on in the world, the more they go into space, the more they're going to get the view that astronauts get. And astronauts come back saying, there are no borders. There are no nations when you're looking down on the Earth from space. You're seeing it as a planet, and you're seeing it as one world, a fragile world floating in space. I wish everybody could see that, but you know what? I don't mind it if it's just a lot of rich people for now, because I think they're the people who need to see it the most, because they're going to come back and going to be able to make a difference on this planet. So the future there, I think, is very bright. I really like this idea of space tourism.
Well, Dr. Plait, thank you for speaking with us today. It's my final question. What's the most important thing you want people today to know about the mission today of SpaceX and recovering this capsule?
I don't want to overplay it, but this, you know, I'm not going to say this is a whole new book of history, but it is a new chapter in that this shows that a private company can actually go into space and do something that only governments could do just a few years ago. And that in a few more years, SpaceX, and there are other companies who are looking to do this as well, are going to be able to put heavy payloads into orbit, to be able to bring people into orbit, big satellites, pieces for new space stations, colonies on the moon, astronauts to Mars and near-Earth asteroids. The science, the technology, and the social aspects of what we're going to see in the next couple of decades because of this flight are difficult to predict. But I think this is going to be a new shift in the way we perceive the Earth. And I think this is going to be very, very positive for us.
You're listening to astronomer Dr. Phil Plait of Discover Magazine Online. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.